Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
All right. I did. Yeah, used to treat my mattress like the ATM. Yeah, bond number 9, that my favorite scent. Yeah, can't forget the Kush, I'm talking OG. Yeah, rest in peace to Pop, he was an OG. Oh yeah, 285, I had that pack on me. I cannot forget, I had that strap on me. Yeah, rest in peace to my nigga Dog. All we ever wanna do is ball. That was the easy part. We playing that Weezy hard. We sit in the kitchen late. We're trying to make an escape. Trying to make me a meal. So I'ma keep me a plate. I told Shawty can leave. So I'ma keep me a rake. So I'ma keep me a race. My jewelry look like a lake. Today I'm in the Maybach. And that car came with some drapes. You know I look like a safe. I put you back in your place. I look you right in your face. Sing to your bitch like I'm Drake.
Yeah.
Good drink. Big night.
Big nine,
good drugs. I put a photo rock,
lean,
drop top, no hot pot. 12 try to put me over, pink slips to the cop. She said that my leg is a disfavor. Put a dick in a real cake. Webs out, cause they can't take. Diamonds clear like Bombay. Take your babies, no Harambe. Play with keys like Dr. Dre. 3K like Andre. See a girl, call her Compe.
Your trunk in the front, well check this out, my top in the trunk. You play with my money, then check this out, your pop in the trunk. 3 million a month, but I just did 3 years on a bump. Oh, you in a slump, I'm headed to Oakland like Kevin Durant. What is your point? Square with the stamp for Kevin Durant. Lay on my trout, play with my cap and I knock off of your hat. I'm taking the cheese and killing the rest. Gucci bitch call me the cat with the rat. I'm swerving, but I'm in back of the bag. I Persian, man, I got help from my rat. I'm serving, I paid a bird for that. He nervous, I ain't got no word for that. He heard him on all of his purses back. He mixing his cereal with Percocet. She perfect and she got perky breasts. I just want some of that turkey neck. Trap of the year, I'm from Boulder Crest. You snitch of the year cause you told the best.
Good drink,
good.
Big night,
big night.
Good drugs, I put a photo rock,
lean,
drop top, no hot pot,
no.
12 try to put me over, pink slips to the cop. She said that my leg is a disfavor. Put a dick in a real cake. Webs out, cause they can't take. Diamonds clear like Bombay. Take your babies, no Harambe. Play with keys like Dr. Dre. 3K like Andre. Yeah, girl, call her Compe.
Hey, Mike Dean, this shit hard as fuck, bro. You're a living legend, I appreciate that. Hey, Guwa, I'm glad you home, cuz. Quavo, you already know, man. You got Nate on these niggas, double salute, man. True shit. True shit. Hell, we kill him. Done your son, the next is done. I mean, I go on for days.
It's the one, Mike. Simply May. I'm Simply May in full effect. Thank you so much for taking the time to check us out. We're here on Stand Omni Media. You just heard Good Drink from 2 Chainz, the Pretty Girls Trap album. I'm gonna be honest with you all. I am the pretty girls who like that specific trap album. I know folks have been writing their think pieces about why does he have a trap house in the middle of gentrified Atlanta and whatever the fuck else you're concerned about. What I do know is that when I play that album, I feel like $1,057,000,000. Okay, I feel like I can achieve things, and I want to thank Titty Boy, a.k.a. James. See, I'm old enough to know him before you knew him. If you're like, Titty Boy, who? Just, we won't even discuss that. Just know that that was his name before you knew him as Chain. And if you don't get how that works, listen to the song Saturday Night that he has on his album, which he kind of talks about how he was signed under Ludacris as Titty Boy and is now known to you all under Kanye West as 2 Chainz. Nonetheless, Trap Album makes me feel like I'm going to make a lot of money and I'm not going to get locked up. And those two things feel really good to me. I am Simply Nay. We're here. Before we go any further, we have to thank our sponsors who allow us to do what we do every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. First of all, we are heard on Stand Omni Media. Stand Omni Media is diversified digital media for cultures and communities that are often silent. Check out our show as well as sibling shows on www.wheredoyoustand.com. We're very excited to also be sponsored by Eve for Eve Online, the premier lesbian dating app and website. They will be having a great get-together called Vape Her for the connoisseurs of the lesbian community on July 15th. So if you're very interested in learning more about being a connoisseur or about Eve for Eve Online, check us out at www.eve4eveonline.com on all of your social media platforms with the same at. So that would be at eve4eveonline. We don't discriminate if you're a little slow with catching up. We are also sponsored by the Lifestyle Power Players, the premier organization for LGBTQI professionals and people of purpose. If you are interested in becoming connected with the work that the Lifestyle Power Players does, you can email for an application, lifestylepowerplayers@gmail.com. So, without further ado, we are very excited to move into our show for the day. We are going to be having a discussion about getting our bodies together, okay? Let's be clear. You watch The Handmaid's Tale. You watch The Walking Dead. What we all agree as a collective is that some shit is going to pop off. We don't know when. We don't know how. We don't know who. It could be the zombies. It could be Donald Trump. But do you want your favorite aunt to die because you can't and catch up? No, you fucking don't. So, we're going to go to a song, and when we get back, we're going to talk to the person who helped me get my fat life together, Mr. Judo Jeff. Right now, Palladium Message by Tayo and Jaden Smith. And then, let's talk about getting strong with Mr. Jeff Melvin.
Don't talk about it, live about it, beat about it. Pause for a second, let me doze for this method that I've chose to present you with the flow for this record. I'm about to channel a message that wasn't planned, so I hope that it's understandable if I turn to an animal. Ooh. Pleiadian emissary of light, welcome me to your planet, I'm coming in from a flight. I'm looking right at a miracle being, something ethereal, speaking right to a spiritual being who's individual. I've been moving through the ethers, free of all of my features, communicating silence but really hoping to meet you. And we're oh so vast, we've been your brothers from the beginning, you've grown so fast. We've been waiting for a minute for you to wake and admit that you live inside of a prison, so you awaken your wisdom and activate the senses in your body so you can feel that you're godly and turn this entire world into a body. Listen.
Don't talk about it, live about it, be about it. about it, be about it. Be about it, be about it.
No worries, we mean nothing disastrous. We can only enter the planet after you ask for us. We cannot interfere with the human evolution, so we have to witness everything you do with no intrusion, you see? We're beings of light, beings of love. We lived through all of the hatred, saw that it didn't make sense. Now we've embodied patience, and we live as these ancient beings, sending you messages from the future to take in. So take a little breather, cause I don't wanna make you a believer. I just wanna guide you to the ether. Let your experience be a teacher. I'm just here to show you you're something more than a creature. And you're one with reality. The only separation that you see is anatomy. But I know that as soon as you rebel to the faculty, you gon' see that they actually just afraid of your mastery. You've always been aware. I said you've always been aware. I said you've always been aware. I said you've always been aware.
Check it, heartbroken Joe wrote a letter to parole. Officers in Colorado say he dropped a damn bottle in the Tahoe, on the way to Lake Tahoe with some fine models. Keep in mind we sleep separate. Cross around my neck, man, the freaking priest left it at the precinct after he told me he beat Tetris. You're freaking joking. I told that joke he keep stepping, and he did, but he left behind his Louis V pendant. The youth is stressing, and we need some independence from the deep end of the pool. Then press clean sentence for real. Ain't no actors here, we only activists. Grab some misfits and give them care packages. Screw a platinum disc. This is music and it's coming from the soul. Screw the Super Bowl, numbers in the goal with the Rolls Royce ghosts. Cause before you know, we all gonna be some ghosts. But right now you got your voice, so listen to the young boy. Spit poise, no intermission, taking nothing. Turn it to something, magician in the room. I see you fishing for something, giving you some worth. Take your ideas and put it on a shirt. And you'll fall real hard, and trust me, it'll hurt. But you'll learn how to surf the rhythm of the earth. And you've been here for a minute, I'm just giving you your birth. So you know what your purpose is.
You've always been aware.
And we're back on the One Night Stand with Simply May. And I'm your friend, your frenemy, your foe. I don't know. That depends on you. Simply May, I'm so thankful to have you here listening to the show. Today, we are talking about how we get strong with Jeff Melvin. I can't tell you how to get strong with other motherfuckers. I can only tell you what I know. So, Judo Jeff, as I lovingly call him, and so many others in these streets do as well, is here to talk to you about being a black ninja. Not you being a black ninja, him. He's a black ninja. You getting your life together and like being healthy or nah. And just so many of the things. Jeff, I thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Use your outdoor voice. You got to be loud because some people are hearing impaired. So
absolutely. I can totally be loud.
Okay. So, Jeff. First, before we get into the questions, I want to ask you, how can people look you up, Google you, make sure what you have to say isn't bullshit? What is your business? What is your website? What is your telephone number? Because we thanked our other sponsors, and I would think you would be a sponsor because, like, we couldn't talk shit if you weren't here.
Absolutely. So, my name is Jeffrey Melvin. I can be found at www.getstrongfitness.fit. Also at Instagram at Get Strong Fitness, Facebook at Get Strong Jeff. So it's all very easy to find. You can just type in Jim Melvin, Get Strong Fitness, and you'll find me pretty easily. And so, so you find me.
Yes. So that's amazing. First, let's start. All of your apps, all of your profile names, all of your usernames start with Get Strong. Not absolutely. Get healthy, not get black, not get skinny. Why this mantra around getting strong? Why did that ring a bell with you and your business partner?
Because with fitness, you have to be mentally tough just to take on the endeavor that is to try to start to reach your goals. And strong resonates with us because also we're strong when we're a collective, we're stronger together. And so we try to mix that takes a strong mind to be strong, and it takes a strong body to be able to do the things that we're going to have you do to try to, you know, improve your life and make sure you're losing weight to, you know, live a healthier and more fit lifestyle.
Hallelujah, anyhow.
Hallelujah.
That was a real word on a Sunday evening. So here's what I want to ask you about. I have a million questions, and when I'm done while you're training, I can't ask them. I have to breathe and all kinds of other shit.
That's real.
Relax your facial muscles. Give me five more.
Breathe.
All kinds of shit that I don't know that I agree with at the time. But take us to the moment where you say, you know what? Fitness is a gift that I can give to everyone. Just doing it myself.
Oh, jeez. Let's see. So that moment happened for me back in 2014. I was a general manager at Stroga, which is a strength plus yoga, and this is a gym located in Adams Morgan, Northwest DC. And during the time I was running a facility, and it was going pretty great there. And at the time I had never considered training people, that just wasn't my deal. And so at a certain point one night, one of our instructors didn't show up. But I had been taking a bunch of fitness classes, and I pretty knew what I was doing. And one of my instructors had shown up, and I was sitting there with the owner, and he was like, "Well, I'm not about to do it." I'm like, "Well, you're the personal trainer who started all this. You do it." But it didn't happen, and ended up just going up there and sweating, pouring down my face as I'm walking up the stairs, nervous as all hell, trying to figure out what I'm going to get these people to do. And I get up there, and I completely butcher the class. I don't even remember the awfulness I put them through. But looking back, I'm glad it was a start, because it really got me to be like, okay, this is as bad as I thought, and it's something I could definitely learn and try to fully commit to try to better support. And that was back in like 2014, so that's when I first got into it.
So for people who don't have internet, haven't seen a photo of you, are just listening to our show, are in one of the other 192 countries where calling in is all they can do, you do personal training in Southeast Washington, D.C.
Right.
And other locations. You're not
yep.
limited.
And
but
around Northeast, yep.
I'd really, really be interested in what made you as an individual decide that you wanted to be healthy in a place where 75% or more of the population severely obese and increasingly unhealthy.
The point I decided to be healthy was, I don't know, when was yesterday? I was thinking about, I started to be healthy when I was about 18 years old when I got into mixed martial arts training. And just through fighting, it really transformed me. First of all, getting some muscle and putting on a healthy amount of size and to be able to do more things in my life. And so I started about seven, 8 years ago, and that was pretty intense in itself. And what was your question?
What really did it look like for you in disciplining yourself in a community that does not do those sort of things?
First of all, when people see me out here, and I'm always working out with my shirt on or off, and people always asking questions, I like the fact that there's a big influence there. When people always see me working out and doing things like that. Why Southeast? Because this is a underprivileged area, and there's a lot of gyms over here. This area is desperate for attention, and health institutions and fitness institutions are just the start of that. And so when you think about it, if we can develop a gym over here which people can, you know, come in and train affordably and learn how to better their health and wellness, then that's the reality that we're trying to work towards. We've been doing this for about close to 3 years now, and we moved from Northwest to Southeast, and we're already starting to see more traction from our programming and more people who not just want this, but who honestly look in the mirror and say, I need this, and this is something that I need to be doing with my life. And so it's a powerful feeling to know that we're able to communicate with people who definitely need this and want this. And it's always good to get back to your own community as well. And overall, we're really trying to see everyone in D.C. fit, but we got to start in the Southeast because, you know, that's where we are, and we love giving back.
That is so amazing. So we're going to give him a moment. He's giving you so many jewels to marinate on them. Google, you need to think of your questions. This is our show. Let us know, where do you stand? 646 787 3 is the number to call. If you have a question, a comment, a concern, talk to a Black personal trainer that doesn't have a quota, that isn't going to keep you fat in the meantime. You can keep coming to the gym. It benefits him for you to get strong. So we're going to play a song. I love this song, y'all. It's by Khalid Location. Before I play this song, I'm just going to say, because I can on my own show, that Khalid's album is extremely misleading. So that's you thinking like by listening to Location, because it's a single that's played on the radio,
right?
That it's an uplifting, happy, and it's also called American Teen. Yeah. So those two things will have you thinking that this young man is just bringing you bubbles and romance and riffs like Eddie Kane and shit. No, he is the teenage Sade. Like, he is depressing as fuck, and if you've had too many cocktails, you might be thinking about suicide. So, like, I'm not saying listen to the whole album, but right now, listen to Location, one of the nicer, softer sides of Mr. Khalid.
Send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. At times I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me, this is new to you. Initially I didn't wanna fall, but you gathered my attention, it was all for you. So don't take advantage, don't leave my heart damaged. I understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it. Oh, so won't you send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. I don't wanna fall in love, Papa said please, so let's keep personal. I got a lot of cool spots that we can go. Tell me what's the move and I got you. I'm only acting like this cause I like you. Just give me the vibe to slide in. Oh, I might make you mine by the night then. Give me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else. Ride, come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you. Ride, 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 come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you. Nothing else.
If I sounded bad, don't tell nobody. If I sounded thank you. You don't know what else. You're talking about being young, healthy, and Black. All those things, you know? We had Khalid actually send him yellow people. Don't be sending him yellow people, okay? We're not advocating for that. You don't get to say, I listen to all my and I perceive it to get the shit beat out of me, and now I want to sue. No, make better decisions. But I do enjoy that song. Before we got out here, we were talking about the need for folks in this area to be healthy. How Jeff identified that he could be an instrument of said health, and Get Strong Fitness as an entity. I really want to get more into you and the services that you offer because I utilize them. And so, you know, oftentimes I can speak on things that I'm interested in, but today is one of those special things that I can speak on things that I know. I am familiar with the ways in which that you try to kill people in the best interest of their health. But what is your message to the person that has not yet made the decision to get strong? First,
Get strong, live strong, stay strong.
Dun, dun.
That is the message. So the first thing is you have to get strong. So the first thing you have to do is get your ass off the couch. Whatever excuse you have, throw it out the window because nobody cares. That whatever excuse you have for holding yourself back is null and void, and it's time to get off the couch and start making moves. That's the only way to proceed is to move forward. So the first thing you have to do is start. And once you get strong, you'll be like, okay, man, this workout stuff is pretty good. If I don't eat right, it's not going to be maintained properly. And so that's when you start to live strong. You start to change the eating habits and you're figuring out ways, you know, make your own smoothies, your own shakes that helps you stay motivated. You figure out if you want to run half marathons, you want to join a gym, you know, it makes a difference. And so and now you're into lifestyle, you're living strong. And now the thing about staying strong is that once you started with our programs for maybe 6 to a year, you should be a self-sufficient Black person who can stay on top of their fitness with our guidance, but also on your own in case something happens. So you have to move away or you're not with them anymore. My goal is to build people who are self-sufficient and understand the benefits of health and fitness, whether it be for your mind or for your body. And so there's a lot of takeaway, but I want people to know that there's nothing but good will follow.
Nothing for free. I don't get no discount for this show. I'm sharing because Oprah, who is my play auntie, she don't know, but if you're able to tell her, fuck it, let's inform her. She's my play auntie, and one of the things she always says is when you find something good, you have to share it. When you find something new, you have to share it. Since I found something good, I've had to share it. Y'all have stopped me in the streets. Y'all have been like, "Hey, girl, you lost weight, girl. What's going on?" Or, "May, I noticed something different about you. What are you giving? There's a certain glow." I'm not as angry anymore because when you wake up at 5 in the morning and do several hundred thousand planks, push-ups, and whatever the case may be, shit like the Wonder Woman workout, the Spider-Man workout, insert said what? Superhero here, workout, what? You ain't mad at niggas. You're like a child by. You just don't even have it. You know what I'm saying? And so I just wanted you all to be able to have that as well. And I'm not all that out of control. I don't have a lot of money. Full disclosure, I pay Jeff on a biweekly basis. You utilize your Cash App. Like, shit is real. There's also the Sweat Club, which, if you're undecided, if you want somebody coming to your mama's basement, because maybe you don't have your own home, so you can't make the decision to be like, "Come see me at 5, because he can't ring your doorbell. That's real. We understand. But if you don't know, you can come to the Sweat Club. So tell the folks about the Sweat Club before we get further into what personal training and that commitment looks like for the people.
What? The Sweat Club? That is the most intense 45-minute workout on this side of the river. So every weekend we're at Anacostia Park by the Pirate Ship Playground. We're incorporating battle rope, speed ladders, agility drills, strength training, dumbbells, kettlebells, TRX. We are making sure you get the most work with an awesome team of people who want to see just like you, who look just like you. It's only $12 for the 45-minute class. Starts at 10 a.m. every Saturday. So come on out in about 6 more days this Saturday. Enjoy the workout.
Only $12? How much?
Only $12.
Dulce Dinero. Easy money. So definitely try it. Come on out. It's for everyone of all levels. Whether you're just starting out, whether you've been fitness along the way, myself and at Get Strong Fitness Instagram, Tyler is coming out. So it's two trainers on the field with you at all times. So you are not going to be left behind. You're always being focused on. So please come on out. We definitely want to show some love. And, you know,
y'all, let me break this down for y'all. Because you know it's a holiday weekend. You're probably not adding and dividing and subtracting and multiplying. You are getting two trainers for $12. That's $6 a trainer at 45 minutes. Do you know how much of a bargain that is, my friends? You know what? I'm going to let you think about it during this song. That was just mind-blowing. Those were the pieces dropping. You like how I did that for you? Yeah. That was amazing. We think different over here. Let's play that for you.
Yo, check it out. I want you to pay attention to this. You know what I'm saying? Listen up. Alright? Yo, you bust less, so do I. Step mine impregnates the page, giving birth to thoughts and unify. You fuck little girl. I make love to women. My words are slip, yours are poisonous like venom. I'm a MC, you're a rapper. I'm as real as they come. What have the guys you idolize? Just taxes. Run from commitment, I remain loyal. You call women bitches. I call the queens to destroy you. Make rap songs, I make soul music. God speaks the rhythm when you go to it. Yo, I save my cash, yours you blow through it. I think your child's precious, you say it's so stupid. I'm pouring my heart out and everything written. You scared, you look soft, heart remains hidden. Yo, I cut the subject, nerves, I stay hidden. But I ain't better than you, I just think different. Is the glass half full or half empty? Your face or your perspective, quite simply. We're the same and we're not, know what I'm saying? Listen, son, I ain't better than you, I just think different. Is the glass half full or half empty? It's based in your perspective, quite simply. We're the same and we're not, know what I'm saying? Listen, son, I ain't better than you, I just think different. My fam run things, why you run your jewelry? Tell my people pop dog, you tough guys pop too. You rock them, let's rock them, they're rock copying. While I originate material to simulate lots of the thought patterns when the chosen start gathering. We bar none. Yo, I got jokes, you are one. I'm out doing it, why you talk about it? I'm constantly in the mix, why you walk around it? You try, I do, but why you clueless? I get the job done, you fella make excuses. I'm a gentleman, your behavior's abusive. Yo, I'm patient, you jump in the gun, false start. You caught up in dress codes, I'll shop at Walmart. Suck out all hearts, and you half-hearted. Yo, you suck at the vandals, your grandfather. Thought you had the last laugh, but we laugh harder. Is the glass half full or half empty? It's based on your perspective, quite simply. We're the same and we're not, know what I'm saying? Listen, son, I ain't better than you, I just think different. Is the glass half full or half empty? It's based on your perspective, quite simply. We're the same and we're not, know what I'm saying? Listen, son, I ain't better than you, I just think different. You fall in love with body parts, I connect mentally with my female counterpart before we bound physically. Captain still wet, rap about revolution. Why you rap about drug abuse and distribution? Wanna be like Mike, yo, I wanna be me. My queen's harder with pain and yours is easy. We both remember that, but we rep the DC. We all front sometimes, that's how we see me. My word is bond and yours is worthless. The mainstream, I'm beneath the surface. I stay working hard while you hardly working. All you want is money and your dick up. Are you certain? Yo, I wanna bet the world before I see the living. Put faith in myself, got the system. Yo, I'm trying to travel, so why you making pit stops? Rap, and I'm hip hop. Is the glass half full or half empty? It's based on your perspective, quite simply. We're the same and we're not, know what I'm saying? Listen, son, I ain't better than you, I just think different. Is the glass half full or half empty? It's based on your perspective, quite simply. We're the same and we're not, know what I'm saying? Listen, son, I ain't better than you, I just think different.
We're back in the building, all right? We're getting strong with Judo Jeff. We're talking about being young, healthy, and strong, or black, or strong, yeah. All the things together at one time, not either or. You like how I held them notes? Yes. I really am so excited about having this conversation because I thought it was hard, y'all. So now it is hard. Like, it's not like.
Hard. I mean, no, it's hard. It's hard.
Any niggas in the background want
to
speak.
It's hard to get up.
So commentary. We're live in the studio. We have commentary. Share with the people what you have to say.
I mean, that's hard to get up.
So what time do you exercise?
We exercise at 5:30.
Who is we?
Myself and my wife.
Oh, okay. So do you exercise judo, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, I do exercise with judo, Jeff, every morning. Well, no, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
That's
yeah.
every morning. That's a lot of mornings.
That's a lot of mornings.
Yeah. So, couples exercising, you and judo, Jeff. You're a lesbian. We're in the studio. We're live. We put it out here. We are not FCC regulated. Jeff, are you gay? I got questions. I need answers. Are you gay, Jeff?
No, I'm not gay.
No, you're not. No part of the six colors. You're straight. You're a heterosexual male.
Straight as an arrow.
Okay, you got a straight guy with you and your wife early in the morning, first thing you see and shit. How does that go? Is that problematic? Like,
no, it's really not. It's down to fitness. You know, it really breaks it down to just fitness. Like, really just getting fit, really just toning and kind of understanding your limits as the body. You know what I mean? In your body.
Okay. So walk us into how you made the decision. Fuck it, I'm going to get strong.
Oh, you know what? Because
you could have went to Planet Fitness. You could have been a member of the Washington Sports Club. There's a lot of shit you could have did.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
you said, I'm going to get strong.
Yeah, you know what?
Where was that decision made? Walk us. Because you and your wife made that decision. So that's two niggas. One decision. Take us there.
It was definitely like the first day that we came out there. One of the first days we came out there. And it was like outside. And I was like, yo. First of all, I was like, yo, I need to get strong. I was in my head, I was really like, yeah, I really do need to get strong again, because I was like, I've been, you know, in flux, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I was strong back then, and that was my fault, but and then I'm like, I really do need to get strong, and that was really fun, and it was fun, but it was also, like, challenging, so that's cool.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed
and then
to be.
Wifey was, like, you know, also enjoying herself, it seemed.
Yeah, I guess. That sounds amazing. I'm very happy to hear that this is just such an experience that's embraced by so many different kind of black folk, so many different kind of folk who don't have access to these sort of spaces. So, to the person who's listening to you that's like, oh, this motherfucker's on the radio talking about getting strong, got clients calling in and in the studio showing support, what do you say to the struggling black dude in Chicago that has 5 carryouts, 2 Harold's chickens, a Coney Island, and a dream to get these niggas running around the playground? Mm-hmm. What do you say? How do you encourage him to do what you've done, Jeff?
Well, for someone who wants to do what I've done, give me a call. Let's have a conversation. Because outside of just fitness and the other businesses that I run, I love helping black small-time entrepreneurs blow their ideas up and really try to profit off of them, whether it be about seeking partners or developing business plans and marketing plans. One of my secondary goals in life is to not only build myself up, but bring up the people around me. And so just every black entrepreneur I get in contact with, I try to just give them ideas, talk with them, and just build them up. Because, you know, it's all about how you plan things. And you'll get things done, but if you get it done the right way, it's completely up to how you things from the very start. And I would just say, think about the market, think about what you want to do, think about the market you want to affect, and how will your program affect them positively. You know, so you're going to have to think about things from like 3 steps. You know, it's not just about you, it's about where you are, them, and their future. The people that you want to bring in, how you want to do it, whether you want to just influence them, whether you want to just work them out. Be specific and be honest with yourself about what you're seeking to do, and then lay out a plan for it and follow it 100%. That's one of the best things I know for people. Just focus on what you need to be doing and how you want to go about it. Get the right people around you. Get the right support system and plan things out to the T and expect things to go wrong. But you'll figure it out along the way. That's what comes with time.
Let's be clear. Let's get clear. Let's stay clear. That's what that sounds like to me, y'all. I am so excited that we have this conversation. We're going to continue talking about it. We've got another song we're going to play at the end of the show. But before we get there, I have some additional questions. I was listening. You said with your other businesses. So apparently getting strong ain't paying all the bills. Make an appointment, motherfuckers. Make an appointment. It ain't nary a reason that getting strong ain't providing
for all the needs. But since it ain't, what are the other services that you provide for folks so they have an opportunity to really get to know Mr. Judo Jeff?
Well, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I love starting businesses, and I love just growing diversified income to help build wealth in the future. That's the reason why I do all that. And the other businesses I run is a landscaping company called Terraform My Yard. And so we specialize in landscape and design. We're found around D.C. and Waldorf, Springfield. So we're all around the area. You can find us on at our website, terraformmyyard.com, or our Facebook, Terraform My Yard. And so, pretty easy to find. And
spell it out, because the way autocorrect is set up, the people don't know how to spell. One more time.
www.terraformmyyard. Terraform My Yard. It's like one word. But the other special thing I do is Cyber Ninjas. We're a STEAM education company based in Potomac, Maryland. And what we do is we teach animation, we teach digital art, game design, web design. We teach people how to teach kids how to do video production. We have multiple programs, from after school programs, from our tutoring program to the summer programs that we're currently running this week. So if you have any kids in the area who needs to learn how to, start to work on computers, start to build their own websites, or do video production, to contact us. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We have our own website, Cyber Ninjas with a Z. Check us out. We just have BlurCon, so we have tons of pictures we're just dropping. And come find us. And we're happy to get your community STEAM literate as well. And for those who don't know, STEAM means science, technology, engineering, art, and math. So if you feel as though you're not isn't learning enough STEAM, you feel as though their future isn't planned as it should be, or you have any ideas for them, then contact us and we'd be happy to work with you from there.
So we're going to go to the lines. We want to see if anyone else has anything to say. Thank you for checking out the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. What up?
Judo Jeff, I'm very interested in the links that you see between entrepreneurialism and maybe just starting your own business and just getting right, getting strong, like you said, the link between, wealth and building that for the future. And so I just want to hear, your thoughts on it.
Oh, totally. It's like a Marvel movie. It's all super connected. What people don't know is that working out actually primes your brain to be able to focus more, and so that you can do more through your day. It primes you to learn more, because as survivors, 100,000 years ago, when our brains were being developed, when we had to move was when our brains were active, and we've gotten to such a sedentary lifestyle, whereas when we're not exercising, our brain is functioning at a low capacity than what it could be. Just fine. There's multiple studies done about it where college students who are also in sports, and those who aren't in sports who excel more and have better grades because of that. So I'm working out 3-4 times a week. My girlfriend and I have to go to the gym tomorrow night, in fact. And so, when I'm working on it and when I'm trying to figure everything out, it's just stop what I'm doing, get a few squats, push-ups in, just to get my blood circulating, get my mind flowing, and then get back to work. So it's all deeply correlated. And I started a fitness company so I can continue to do that for myself and other people. It's all deeply connected.
Hail to the yeah. Okay, so 2 more questions before we get out the way. First question is, do you feel as though YouTube workouts are effective? So if you have someone that's like, fuck it, I'm about to go on www.youtube.com and put in twerk a million workouts for your abs and your glutes, maximus trainius. Do you think that's effective? I mean, again, we're not FCC regulated. No one can sue you. Mm. These are the thoughts because Strong Jeff.
For YouTube workouts, if you're going to do it hard and do it 3-4 times a week and make sure you're doing it right. Fitness isn't super complicated. And, if you're getting your heart rate up to a certain intensity, if you're working out for a long amount of time, intensely enough, working out and engaging all your muscles, that's pretty much what a workout is. And if you're going to be different with that, still, you're going to have to follow a plan. That coach is talking to a broad audience, and you're not going to get the most effect out of it versus having a trainer who's going to focus on you to get your goals right and get your mind right and get your social crowd right. So there's a lot of depth to it when you're getting a personal trainer versus just seeing some person online, you know, jumping around because they're already in shape and trying to benefit from that, you know. So there's a big difference here on YouTube getting the minimum amount versus the maximum effort of what a personal trainer.
Yeah, so we talk the YouTube workouts, but you know, just for the folks who listen to us for the close to an hour that we've been chatting, do you have like a quick workout you want to throw to the people? A quick preview. Don't give them the whole thing. Don't do that because then if that's the case, then I need a coupon. But like, give them a taste, just a trailer. Something to start off.
If you want to start off with something, go to my Instagram at GetStrongJeff. Go and scroll down until you see a bunch of videos where I'm talking about pretty much a 4-minute workout that you can do with 4 different exercises. So if you want to start off super light, you know, go to my IG. And but if you want to get something more in depth, you want to get on our emailing list. And because every month we write articles for you, we'll do emails that contain workouts and health and meal plans that can help you get you right, even if you're not a client of ours. So I would definitely suggest getting an email list, you know, checking out the Instagram and getting some firsthand information from there. But now also call me, give me a consultation, and we can definitely set something up so I can see if we can, you know, give you a proper assessment.
And what's that contact information one more time for the folks who are tardy for the party? Oh, they tardy for our party.
Absolutely. So www.getstrongfitness.fit. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Get Strong Fitness, and Get Strong Jeff. So super easy to find. I'm Jeff Melvin, and I'm everywhere online these days. So there you go.
All right. We don't have that much time, but before we go, you know, I don't get really sentimental on this show ever. I've been had this show since Jesus was circumcised. Y'all know I don't get in here and get my feelings. But before we go, I just want to take the opportunity to tell the masses how appreciative. Listen, British bitch, I am spilling my feelings out to the masses. I want to tell the masses how I feel about Mr. Jeffrey Melvin Jr., also known as Judo Jeff. I'm very thankful. You know, I'm a thespian lesbian, you know? Like, I don't like dudes. I have no use for men in my life ever. But this guy, he's the bee's knees. He's the wasp sauce. Like, you know, all the shit. He is all the things. And I'm not saying that. Listen, British bitch. I'm not saying that because I'm trying to get you all to feel a way about Jeff, too. I'm saying that because I'm decided. I'm very thankful for the role he has played in my life and creating a new path and helping me to get strong. Yeah, so we're going to get the fuck out of here. Thank you all. It's been another episode of the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. All of the music today, with the exception of our first song that was my choice, has been picked by Mr. Judo Jeff himself. We're going to close out with Beast Mode. Hopefully you will go Beast Mode at Sweat Club next Saturday. Thank you, friends.
And, yeah.
Have a great one.
Look, I'ma tell you about my life. I'ma tell you about my life, what's wrong in it, what's right, that long linen. I tried to fight, but then I died, I resurrect through the night. Came out riding a flight, you jokers are flying with me, you landed right on my kite. You jokers are sipping Sprite, man, throw that off. People say I'm hard as Hennessy and you soda soft. Man, I'm talking to my enemies and I'm soda soft. But I treat my music like it's the crap you imported yours. Man, I treat my mistress like the Lakers are cortisars. Look a 9-year-old in the face and say you're in charge. It's a time to shine, little homie, the floor is ours.
with the Neanderthals, let's get rid of these dinosaurs. Man, the time is ours, we just got a couple hours. Get rid of these towers and let's grow us a couple flowers. They won't allow us, but our powers are bigger than what we found them. If they told us back then they know that we would've had them. What we don't know is that it was even then it was Adam. And they gon' hate me for that, but I'm flying high as a ladder. And I told you, moving crazy, I don't have a pattern. I'ma go buy me a house on the moon since orbit is sad. And I live it, yeah, I live it. Beat you, man, I already did it. I already did it. Check it. Shiny joke is first off, you the worst off, cause you got on my bad side. Man, that's how I felt the first time I saw my dad cry. Got on my phone, I had to go call my rabbi. Man, I mean my pastor. Oh, wait, I mean my best friend. Homie, you're nothing less than me when I manifest in these crazy verses. I didn't write them, I guess them. Other rappers, I bless them. I do not beat them, I rest them. Take a look at my family. Damn, we look like the X-Men. Oh, no, no, don't address them. Can't you see how they dress them? They're probably surrounded by models and a bunch of them yes-men. I'm surrounded by no men. Oh, no, man, it's an omen. Holding, I thought you told them I wrote this beat like it's stolen. It is, but bro, it's golden. I had to give them the coldest of flows that I can indulge in before their life is unfolding in front of them. All this, I don't kick it with none of them. I'ma stay on the moon, you just stay when the sun don't come and I'm done. I ain't saying I'm number one, but I'm a winner, a subtle one. Ha, ha, how you like me now? Ha, ha, ha. Now check it. Look at me, I'm fresh to death. I left your neck decapitated and your girl fascinated. Man, I'm glad you hate it. Aggravated, aggravated, aggravated. Man, I'm mad I made it. Now they compare me to these lame. Man, I'm John Michelle art. Don't compare me to these stains. Man, I'm just a consciousness. Don't compare me with brains. I'm a G. Ain't that G? Only gon' stand for genius. People are scared when they round you. It's simple. They never seen it. In the mouth. Don't be scared to call me the cleanest. Cause I'm back. And I'm taking the spot for freshness to mean it's up with that. Many jokers didn't believe us till I rapped. And I started to speak like Jesus and Jesus. Holy crap. Let me introduce you to rap. You jokers are bleeding on my Adidas. Running faster than cheetahs. I'm sorry you couldn't beat us. New school, have patience. Don't worry, we'll be elitist. That's that. Let me introduce you to rap. R.A.P. Rhythm and poetry. Hit these jokers with the sibilance so they gon' know it's me. I'm so legit. Public any fool, little crumb crumb. Deep underground, military say I'm dumb dumb, but you probably dumber. Machine guns and backs of the Hummers, bulletproof, well that should cover this summer. Never mind. It's the truth, so bro, I'm skipping the stutters. I'm sick with my brothers, that fluoride get you like them fresh clothes fit you. Words never see the light until them rappers spit you and I'm out. Just like your nightlight is. Surfing tidal waves up in my dreams like I was Titus. Talking about the clothes or the flows, they the tightest. Spirit of a master, head of an ibis. Mathematics is precise, it's like I went to school in Greece. Misfits Republic mystery is on the fleece. We just the reckless kids who like to skate up in the streets. Till our parents call and say that they've been talking to police. Now we out. Like I'm the priest, the precinct is watching me sink like I'm a thief. Jumping off a tree and using leaf as a parachute. I freaking drown these jokers if they ever yet embarrass you. Stab them with the saber tooth, I'm breathing like I'm Vader suit. Jaden goes to hate Zeus, he don't fit me like Ace's shoes. But I'm acing Dr. Seuss's lyrics when the Masons lose. My mom says that I should take my shoes, but I need excuses for the week, so I escape my school. You freaking kids mistaken fake for cool. At night I'm watching Buffy, in the day I take my steak to school. You think I'm weird, but fake you skate into the room. It says I'm chilling with your girl, don't make me make it true. Take your fake and make it blue. Take a drink and fly to the place where they ain't chasing you. Paparazzi on me, Roxy, Roxy homie. Got a box of socks and don't be mad because I'm boxing OG. Charge me like a Moby. You joke is low key and bring the bass in. Measure everything like I'm amazing. The paper chasing is over. This kid's amazing. I'm sorry, this kid's amazing. We tattletale with Mason. We got a church and we treat it like it's a basin. Water to put your face in. Shoes to do the lacing. Corrupt you when you walk. Corrupt you when you talk. What you up to in the dark? It's like all too deep to see through Machu Picchu. You can't know this, I should eat you. I'm your shifu. Cut the crap, I don't like seafood. We should hit the stable center, bro. I don't like people. No, I don't like people. I'm too selfish and nervous. But
But people say, Jay, you're the coolest. You can't tell on the surface. But they listen to the music. You can't tell that it's worthless. You can tell that I'm nervous. Well, here's the lift of the curtains. It going up. At seven, learned a lesson, it's only the cash rules. Maybe it'd be different if we ain't had bad schools. We have less people with snapbacks and tattoos. The furthest from bad dudes, they just been corrupted. People say I sound like Q's to keep you on the uptip. They say, Jaden, why you tripping? Why you change the subject? But my randomness is what you jokers fall in love with. But check it, the school system is seriously just a system. And anyone under 18 just falls in line as a victim. Like, take a look at our youthful and see the pain that's inflicted. It's like they rented the building. I'm trying to get them evicted. They're trying to get us addicted. It's wicked, like we gon' stick with this. The internet exists, you idiot, man, we figured this. Human consciousness shifting place to the continents. I never thought that I'd have an army as strong as this. Futuristic-ish, revolutionary. Man, the truth is buried, don't get it, the truth is scary. Screw these corporations, I'm making a corporation. With no fluoride in the water to support the nation. Man, I'm sick of this, so I divorce the nation. Then drop the wickedest album, hear it across the nation. Man, I promise I'd never cross a nation. But the boy's a man, I guess I lost my patience. This is my Michelangelo. This is that fly fly. This is for Hov and J Brown, but I'm out for now, homie. Ta-ta. This is my Michelangelo. This is that fly fly. This is for Hov and J Brown, but I'm out for now, homie. Ta-ta. Hopefully all you jokers could be as dope as me. Once you grow up and go and live your life how it's supposed to be. I'm not gonna drop it, I'm in a rocket, I'm in the cockpit. Holden brought his own Glock and cocked it, it's in his pocket. Man, he shot it, we're losing pressure, screw these investors. I could do it better, screw you and your Louis sweater. In 20 years I'll be a veteran, you better let him in. Because I'm balling like a letterman, jacket let it settle in. Jaden, you were sick, screw your medicine. Poison me and I'ma end up dead again. I'm talking to the kids that are enlightened, the indigo. I'm talking about the kids' science. Staring out the window instead of Nintendo. You are not alone. Man, I'm here for you. If I found out you passed, I would probably shed a tear for you. Misfits, we cheer for you. Your true extended crew. I pay for all our sins and I'd even take a spear for you. I'm done.